Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of Anime Chateau Podcast. My name is TJ, also known as Screams, and my goal is to spread the love of anime across the globe. Before we get started, I also run a Facebook page, which is called Anime Chateau, where people can share their love for anime. It's a great place to get the occasional updates or just conversation for any of your favorite fandoms, even if it's video games, Marvel Cinematic Universe, anything of that nature. Joining me today, as always, is my co-host, Sam.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
And then back again for the 15th million time is Craig.
Hey, thanks for having me.
And then we have a new guest this week, and it is our buddy Jarrett.
Hey, how's it going?
So again, like always, before we get started, I'd just like to thank everybody that listens to it regularly. Last week, our last recording session, I said that I wanted to do a giveaway if we hit 250 plays. We were at 150. I wanted to get 100 views in 2 weeks. It was a lofty goal. Our record today has been 50. We failed miserably at this giveaway. Like, horribly.
So what I'm hearing is we don't get to send feet pics to people.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm still down for that.
Yeah, I mean, I'll send you feet pics for free. It's all good. So out of our goal of 100, we hit a whopping 20. We got a fifth of our goal achieved. So, that being said, I am going to continue this as well. I think, 80 is still a pretty decent goal. So I want to try to hit 250 before our next podcast episode. So if we can get 80 plays, I will be giving away... Besides feet picks, the runner-up was some kind of anime figure, like a Banpresto or a Funko Pop.
That's cool.
So whenever this podcast comes out, give it a listen to, share it on your Facebook pages, send it to some friends. Try to boost our views for us, man. Help us out.
Can I kind of just throw something in there?
Yeah.
Even though we only got 20 views, I just want to say that we really do appreciate all 20 of those views. Even if one of those was me, just saying.
Absolutely, absolutely. Your view still counts. just go back on my Facebook page, the Anime Chateau page, find the post that I made, screenshot you listening to the podcast, and share it on your page, whatever you can to help out. Then, you know, if we hit our views, we'll, you know, I'll pick a winner, and I'll send them a message and, you know, get their address or whatever, unless they're local, you know.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
then we'll go up to your doorstep with
No
shoes on.
I will hunt you down. yeah. No feet pics. You can see the real thing. So, like always, I like to start our episodes off with a shout out and just kind of let the fans know that we're paying attention to what they're saying. I've got two of them. My first one is from Craig, who is actually in the podcast right now. And it's a minor one, but it makes me happy. On our Facebook page, he posted, Sam is finally watching JoJo. It makes his heart full.
It makes my heart full, I'll tell you that.
It is a beautiful thing. And then the other one is from Dan Kruger, who was on the last episode. And he said, it's official. I have now started 5 different anime shows because of the podcast.
Cool.
He said he needed some more shows to watch, and now he's overloaded. And that, to me, hit home. That's what I wanted this podcast to be about. Dan was new to this. He had a couple shows that he liked to watch. But we're broadening his horizon. We're introducing him to new shows. And that is a very important part of why I wanted to do this podcast. But that's all I have on shout-outs. Did you have any this week, Sam?
No, not really. On the last podcast, I actually mentioned a co-worker of mine, Dylan Hill, and he was excited about it. He says, yeah, you actually said my name on this podcast. I'm like, no, I said it the other time. And he says, no, you just said co-worker. So there you go. Second podcast in a row, I said your name.
Second-class citizen.
Yeah. Well, hello, Dylan, from the land beyond.
Yeah, just let us know when you want to come on, though, man.
Yeah.
Or TJ, because this is my last episode for a while.
Yes, that is also something I wanted to mention. This is Sam's last episode. He is joining the Air Force and leaving me. R.I.P. Hopefully he joins back whenever he gets home, however long that may be. I haven't quite decided what I'm going to do, if I'm going to find another temporary co-host until he comes back.
You can do like Kelly when Regis left and just get a new co-host every time.
For every episode. That's kind of what I'm leaning towards. Just having just three different guests every week or something. I don't know. I definitely think it flows a lot better with four people. Plus, there's less editing I have to do because there's more conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So it's less work, you know.
Yeah, just keep it, you know, just don't make it PG-13.
No, nonsense.
Yeah.
You think I can control my fucking tongue?
Yeah, right? That's just fucking stupid.
PG-13 is the worst.
Yeah, yeah. Who would have a podcast that's PG-13? That's asinine. By the way, before we get started, I would like to mention that Craig here has his own podcast.
PG-13.
And it is called Gateway Cafe, and it's very awesome. I was on an episode, his latest episode, I believe it was.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And I had a lot of fun. Hopefully I get to do it again. But yeah, go over to Spotify or Anchor or iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcast and give him a shot as well. Whatever you're listening to this on, tab over and check him out.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Yeah. And Jared is on almost every episode, if not every episode of that.
I think every episode so far.
Every episode,
so I guess he's basically your co-host.
Yeah, really.
Which I didn't plan on. But
yeah, that's how the cookie crumbled.
Yeah, got him roped in.
So let's go ahead and get into this, man. Got a little bit of anime news, not a whole lot. Like last week, we had a ton. Just a couple things I wanted to talk about. Everybody knows I love Goblin Slayer. It's like one of my top fives. Crunchyroll announced that on July 28th, they're going to have something called the Goblin Slayer Goblin's Crown Theatrical Anime.
I saw that.
I mean, the theatrical part, I don't know if maybe that's part of the title, or if it's going to be some people doing a play.
So is it like a live action thing?
I don't know what to expect. When I was reading the article, to me, it sounded like it was just going to be an animated movie. But I really don't know what to expect. Regardless, I look forward to it. I'm going to give it a shot. If it's like a live-action play or something, I don't know how much of a shot, but I'm going to try it.
If it's a live-action play, I'd be all for it. I've never even seen Goblin Slayer, and I'd go see that.
Yeah, I'd recommend it, man. It's very dark, though.
If it was a live-action, I mean, just put it on Pornhub.
Yeah, basically. Snuff film.
Now, for real, though, Goblin Slayer's got some pretty basic action.
Yeah, it's pretty good. So the Netflix hit Seven Deadly Sins, I believe after season two there was some kind of contract disagreement, so they kind of parted ways.
Was season two like just the OVA?
There was like a four episode OVA, and then there was like an actual season two that's on.
Okay,
Netflix.
Okay.
And it's pretty good. It introduces
Escanor.
The demon clan or whatever. Yeah, and Escanor and all that. Yeah. Well, season three has been out for a little while, for probably closer to a year now. But because of whatever disagreement Netflix had with them, it wasn't on Netflix. Yeah, but it is finally hitting Netflix on the 6th of next month, August 6th. It's called Seven Deadly Sins, Imperial Wrath of the Gods, which sounds very intense.
Any way for Escanor to just be more OP than he already is, I am all for.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was my favorite.
Yeah, I'm very, very excited to watch that. And then the last one I have, this one's not really anime related, but it was awesome for me as a 90s child and also as somebody who is now a dad. So everybody knows the show Beavis and Butthead, right?
Oh god!
Yeah, it's coming back again, isn't it?
Yes, Comedy Central. Yes, Comedy Central announced that they are working with Mike Judd to do a Beavis and Butthead revival, and in the show, Beavis and Butthead are going to be fathers.
Is this the second or third time that it's been revived?
I'm not really sure, but the fact that they're going to be dads, if they're going to be as stupid as they were in the original, makes me like. Very excited to see this, but of course, with anything classic like this, There's also the worry that they're going to completely obliterate it and ruin it. But I'm still going to give it a try.
I'm with Sam on that one.
Yeah,
I've never seen it. I might give it a shot, but I like Mike Judge a lot, so.
Yeah, it's very stupid, like raunchy, dumb comedy. But
yeah, Mike Judge. Didn't he also do King of the Hill?
Yes, he did King of the Hill, yes.
That makes me more interested.
Yeah. Sam, you said you had something for the anime news?
Yeah, I actually got two things. One, not necessarily as much as news, because it's already out. But first off, Netflix is debuting Agretsuko Anime Season 3 on August 27th. That's that, how do you explain it? It's like that cutesy little anime, but like she listens to like deathcore metal.
Yeah, the Red Panda, right?
Oh, yeah, I did see that.
Like, it's the first time watching it, I was just kind of like, eh, but then like it just kind of grew on me.
I loved it from the first episode. Yeah, the style and the humor, it caught me immediately almost.
Her like inner dialogue had me cracking up a lot of times.
Yeah, right. The second piece I got is I don't know if you guys remember on the last episode we were talking about like some of the anime that like got us into anime, and I had mentioned a show called Orphan.
Yeah.
TJ actually sent me a picture on Hulu. They redid the show Orphan.
How much of that did you end up watching?
Not too much of it. Like, I started watching some of it, and because I think it's because Orphan was so like, it was
like
so
iconic to you. Yeah.
Yeah, it was so iconic to me. Watching this new series, I'm just like, that's not how it went. And I was watching a couple scenes. Like, there was one where like Orphan was fighting the mage people, the sorcerer people, just knocking them out left and right, you know, being a badass sorcerer dude. And and then after defeating like four guys, someone on a horse is like, someone's behind us. Like, that just kind of made me laugh. Just kind of like, you couldn't know the winner. But but no, like I posted the openings for, I think, just season one on the Anime Chato Facebook page, just to kind of give people kind of an idea of what the animation and style was of the original, which personally, I mean, I still like the original, and I actually priced the collector's series for it, the collector's edition, where it has like every episode and everything, and it's like $150 for the original Orphan box.
That's really not awful, honestly, for something like old.
Yeah, and like, I don't know, it just feels like they have a very like new age anime style to it, which isn't horrible, and I'm sure like if it wasn't for it being as iconic to me as it is, I would be a lot more into it. But like the way the dragon looks versus how the dragon used to look, I'm just kind of like, but I'm sure it'll still end up pulling in some people, and if it makes people watch the original series, by all means, I mean, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, for sure. So Jarrett has not been on our show yet, so I kind of wanted to take a second, like I do anytime we have a guest, and just kind of let you guys get a feel for Jarrett. Jarrett, do you want to kind of tell us about like what kind of shows you like to watch?
Yeah, I can. I really watch just about anything. I stay away from slice of life and romance. It just kind of boring to me. I tend to move toward mystery psychological, which means I watch a lot of gambling anime. It's just pretty much involves all of that. I also tend to watch sports animes. I don't know why. None of them, usually they're not very good, but I watch them. And I like a lot of action stuff. Sorry, what was that?
I'm right there with you on the sports anime. I love it.
Yeah.
My favorite anime has actually been featured on the podcast, I think last episode, about Bakano.
Yeah, TJ watched it.
He did. All of it, I think.
Yeah, I did, yes. I did not watch the OVAs. I planned to, but I didn't get to
that.
No,
that's okay, I think.
Yeah, usually the OVAs are just a little bit of backstory, but it ties up really, really nicely, I think, with just the 13. But I loved it. I watch it almost yearly. Other than that, I like this anime called One Outs, which is kind of a blend between gambling and sports. It's about this baseball player who has a contract where every out he throws, he gets like 5 million yen. But if he gets a bait, like if someone hits a base off of him, he has to pay 50 million yen or something like that. Huh. And as it goes on, it escalates a lot. Also, like JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, Steins Gate, really anything. I tend to watch dubs more than subs, which is weird because usually I prefer subs, but I'm lazy and I like to do other things while I watch anime.
Yeah, me too.
And I can relate to that.
A lot of the times I can't just sit, like I have something going on, so I have to be able to pay attention.
Yeah, I multitask a lot whenever I watch anime, and it blows Sam's mind. Because he's always like, how do you finish shows so fast? And I'm like, well, in the morning I wake up, and I'll eat breakfast with anime on. I'll get ready for work with anime on. If I'm doing the dishes, I prop my phone up in the window.
Shower, you know?
Yeah. I have a shelf in my shower. It's true story. I have a shelf in my shower, and my shampoo bottle has like a nozzle on the top, like a pump. So I just have to pump it. So I'll lean my phone up against my shampoo bottle because I don't have to move it. It's waterproof. I just watch anime while I'm, you know.
That would terrify me.
Yeah.
But,
that's fine.
Now we need more details. Go on.
Well, I'm fully nude. No, I'm just kidding.
Stop.
My ears.
I tend to like eat a lot when I watch anime.
Yeah.
Breakfast, dinner, lunch on weekends, or if I play my DS, a lot of the times I'll have something going on the TV, something not serious, like a comedy or something.
Yeah.
You said you tend to stay away from slice of lives. For the most part, I do too, but there was one I mentioned, I think one of the first or second podcasts that we did called...
That was Spiceful?
Yeah. Have you ever tried that one? Because that was really the only slice of life I could get into.
It's on my list. It's a very long list. I did add it afterwards because I remember you talking about not really liking slice of life. So I was like, I'll give it a try, but I haven't got to it yet.
Yeah, it's a different take on it, and I think if anything, you'll like it better than most other slice of lives.
Yeah. The ones I've tried before has been stuff like Non Non Biori, and I can't even think of another one. But basically, going through someone's daily life and they don't do anything, it never progresses. Yeah. Like it just seems like they never have a story. And
so, you guys know the game The Sims.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about The Sims games. I feel like you're literally just living somebody else's life. This is the boringest thing in the world.
What about Animal Crossing?
Yeah, we've already discussed Animal Crossing, Craig.
TJ's favorite game, right?
I absolutely loved it. Yeah, I love catching bugs. anyways, just to get things progressing a little bit, our rotating subject this week, this one is all about the fire. We are going to be talking about all of our favorite fire users in anime. It's a super... What's that?
I said, yeah, boy.
Yeah, boy. Mm-hmm. It's going to get hot in here.
Hey,
super common power in pretty much anything, even superheroes, whatever. So I just thought it would be fun. There's so many different people across the board that have some kind of fire abilities. I thought it would be really fun to talk about. So who wants to start this off? You want to start off? Let's start off with our favorite, because I know what Sam's gonna pick.
Oh yeah. My favorite. I like Black Clover. I think I talked about before how like I didn't like Asta's voice, and it kind of threw me off of the show. But I will tell you, my favorite fire character is Maria Leona Vermilion. She's the eldest sister of the Vermilion family, actually, and she is just, man, she is ferocious.
And just for a little background story, her oldest brother, I can't think of his name, is the leader of the Crimson Lions or something like that is her name?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Yeah, the Crimson Lion. And their whole family are fire users, and they're all very established fire users. little background about Black Clover. They have like royal knights or whatever. They're like magic guilds or something of that nature. Mm-hmm. And they kind of protect the kingdom. And that's where, you know, the royal or the Crimson Lions come in. Yeah. And then she's like the older sister.
She should have been the next leader, but she was like not interested in like that type of stuff. She's like, I guess you can kind of say she's kind of shamanistic in that way, because she just cared about like the spiritual side of it, I guess is a way to say it. A very angry spiritual side. Anyway. Yeah.
But she is a powerhouse.
Yeah. She's called the uncrowned, undefeated lioness. Like she went the elves. She went up against literally, I think almost all the elves. And
yeah, there was like five or six of them. Basically, elves are in the show are known to have more like mana supply or like stronger magic than humans. Yeah. And she is a human, and she took on like six elves at once, like by herself.
She's intense. Man, I'm telling you, that strong woman vibe. Mm.
Yeah, yeah.
Wife of the
She's very powerful, but I would definitely not say she's like an attractive woman.
She's all right.
Take your own. Do you want to go next, Greg?
Sure. Well, I'll just. TJ, who do you think mine is?
I'm going to go with Mustang from Full Metal Alchemist.
That's 100%. I was going to ask Jared, but I knew he knew for a fact. Yeah. Was that Jared?
I said that was my first pick, but I didn't choose him because I knew
you. Because you knew that I would. Yeah. He was my favorite character in that whole show, really, in the Full Metal Alchemist. But I think specifically when he was fighting against Lust, and he was like just straight savage that whole fight.
Roasting her.
Yeah, it was nuts. I was like, that's the craziest thing.
Brotherhood, doesn't he do it to Envy instead?
No, it's Lust again. It was Lust.
Yeah, it's Lust.
I thought it was Envy and Brotherhood.
He tortures Envy as well, but
he doesn't get the full treatment. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and then because like even when he was like burning her, and she was like, "I'm just gonna keep healing," he's like, "Well, I'll just keep burning until you stop." And like he was gonna keep doing it. Yeah. He would not. I really think that if she kept on regenerating, he would have stayed.
He would have just constantly
the whole time. Yeah. Until like someone came in, probably until Hawkeye came in, was like, "Hey, like." You know, this isn't working, but it was pretty much from that. And then, like, when she ripped his gloves and he just carved the symbol, the alchemy symbol on the back of his hand. Yeah, it was awesome. But you mentioned something about Envy just real quick, too, is when he was chasing after Envy, they kept saying not to kill him because they needed him. I can't remember if they needed him for the Philosopher's Stone or they was needing some information from him to find Father or whatever, but... Mustang was like just straight up torturing him. Like I know once when Envy charged at him, he burned just his eyes, he targeted just his pupils, and was like, "Oh yeah, I can do." He's like, "I have pinpoint accuracy, like on my flames." I was like, "Gosh, what a savage!"
OP.
Yeah, for real.
One thing I always liked about him is, out of all the fire users I could think of, is. He was almost like he actually had a weakness where he couldn't really use his ability at all in the rain.
Yeah.
And
to a fault, like it was people made fun of him for it.
And like any other anime, the fire user can pretty much use their fire in any condition. So.
Well, Risa told him like at the beginning when it was raining outside, and he was like, "Just go home, Mustang, you're useless in the rain."
That's pretty funny. I don't really remember that part. It's been a little bit though.
It was just like a joke that happened just a few times.
Heck, it was. Right. You recommended that to me when we first started working together. So it's
been, it's been a while.
Close to 5 years now since I've watched it. Mm-hmm. Jared, I'm gonna go next just because I don't know. I don't know who you're gonna pick, and I don't want you to pick who I picked, just in case, because you're my wild card. Well,
I don't think you would choose what I picked because I don't think you like the show.
Jared's always a wild card.
Yeah, I don't. His choice of anime is so like vastly different. I don't know what to expect from him. So that's my way of saying it's bad. No, I'm just kidding. So you guys ready for this?
Go for it.
My favorite fire user is Prince Zuko from Avatar: The Last Airbender.
I would have never guessed that.
Zuko was on my list too. That's awesome.
Zuko, dude, his whole story, like, he started off as a bad guy, then you know, later down the road, you find out that he's just like the understood, abused child, and he becomes friends with the Avatar. And by the end of the show, and this is spoilers, but I imagine everybody and their moms watched the Avatar.
If not, go on Netflix right now.
Yeah, and they're actually adding Legend of Korra to Netflix as well.
Oh my god!
Anime news. But yeah, just his whole story, how he started as a villain, kind of became a loner with his his uncle.
Iroh.
And then he became friends with his arch enemy. He went from being like the loner to like the guy who was finally happy and finally had friends. And then of course he's insanely powerful fire user, of course, as well. Just a beautiful story overall. Avatar, I mean, I don't want to say it's an underrated anime because everybody loves the Avatar, but it's not on enough list, man.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah.
Yeah. But that was my favorite.
Yeah,
it's a good choice. Like I said, he was on my list too. So
yeah, you want to go, Jared?
Yeah. So I actually had trouble with this one a lot, just because Craig took mine. But I narrowed it down to two, and I guess the one I'm going to talk about is Abdul from JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
Yeah, he was on my list too.
Yeah,
same. Pretty cool.
He uses his stand ability is. I can't even remember the name of
Magician's
it.
Red.
Magician's Red.
Try not to spoil it too much, though.
I'm used to the music names of stands, so going back to the cards.
What do you mean the music names?
In part 4 or 5, did you watch it in English?
No, I watch in Japanese. Okay. Of course I watch
in Japanese. All the stands are good. JoJo is the only one I ever recommend watching it in Japanese. JoJo part 4 and 5, all the stands are named after bands or songs.
Oh.
So, like, Aerosmith is Narencia's stand.
Yeah.
So, that's the naming convention after part 3. But, I love Abdul. He's one of my favorite characters in the part. He's extremely honorable, and he'd do anything for his friends. And I don't want to spoil too much of it. For saying I kind of forgot he was watching it when I chose him. So, yeah,
it's all good.
I like that part. I know who he is.
But like his fight against Polnareff showed like he's probably knows his stand better than almost any of the characters in the show.
Very level-headed.
Yeah. He's very logical, thinks everything through, which I like. Like I said, he knows his stand better than pretty much anyone in the park at the point where stands are introduced.
Yeah. Well, he's really, he was the one who introduced stands to the show, really.
Yeah. In a way.
I mean, Jotaro had his, but he didn't know what the heck it was. He just thought it was like a ghost possessing him, stealing stuff.
Yeah.
And then, of course, he keeps bringing him things.
Yeah. Yeah,
which after later on, it's like, how did he do that?
Don't question.
Sam, do you have another one you wanted to talk about, or Craig's done, or Jerison?
Initially,
yeah.
Ace from One Piece.
Yeah.
I
figured he was gonna come up, but I didn't watch One Piece. So I don't have him on my list.
One Piece is a show that not a lot of people have watched, so I don't want to spoil too much, but. No.
Me and Craig are caught up in the manga, so.
Oh, I envy you guys. I need to tackle that again. I got so far as to like the 2-year gap, and then just life stuff happened, and I dropped off of it for a little while, and now it's just a chore to just get caught back up again. Yeah. But you guys probably know why Ace holds a very special place in my anime heart for the big scene that he was in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like I said, I know a lot of people haven't watched One Piece, and there are still people just now getting into One Piece. Don't really want to spoil anything, but I remember reading that chapter, and I just actually that was probably the first you know what? I can't say anything without spoiling it.
Yeah.
We'll talk after
Two of the characters I chose were from One Piece as well. One of them, I'm not going to say anything because it'd be spoilers for you as well. But Sanji was my other one, which is kind of a stretch fire user wise because yeah, I think he only has one move.
But that's kind of how this haki originated too.
He catches his leg on fire by spinning around.
I really have the desire to watch One Piece. I like all the characters, but it's such a colossal beast to tack.
Sure. It is one I'd almost recommend just reading it.
Yeah.
Because the pacing later on, like after episode 400, which even that's a lot, but 400 on is so slow. Like, I think some of the latest episodes are literally half a chapter or less of content in an episode.
I watched the Water 7 arc, the anime, and I actually liked it a lot. And then right after that, I think it dove into like filler stuff, and I'm like, eh, I'm done.
Yeah. Manga is the way to go.
For sure.
Want to catch up on story anyways.
Yeah. So, my next character I'm going to talk about is the beautiful Natsu, who everybody thought I was going to pick as my favorite.
That's who I thought you were?
Yeah, everybody thought I was going to pick as my favorite. Natsu is just full powerhouse. He's goofy. He has fire dragon magic, so he breathes fire. He eats fire to get stronger. Later on in the show, he gets ability called the Dragon Force ability, which basically he has like kind of dragon scales on his arms and face a little bit, and it's just like a huge power up. It's basically like Dragon Slayer Magic's version of like a Super Saiyan kind of.
Yeah.
He's just really OP, and the show's hilarious, honestly. It's in Fairy Tail, it's kind of a longer one. I think there's like mid 300s in the episodes. And it's all like fun and games, and then the very last couple of seasons are just so full of like story and background, and it ties the whole show together. If you haven't finished it, which I think I talked to you, Jarrett, you had watched most of it but hadn't finished it. You said you left during the
Grand Magic Games is where I quit. I don't really care for Fairy Tail a whole lot. It's probably one of my least favorite, unfortunately. But I will say, the first episode when towards the end when you learn who Natsu is, that's pretty badass. I gotta admit.
I'm gonna have to have you PM me after this so you can explain this, because I don't want to explore. I mean, because what I'm thinking you're talking about may not be what you're talking about. So
it's like at the end of the episode.
Of the first episode?
Yes, the first episode.
Okay. He's way more than that.
I mean, I know that, but like, I gotta, like, the first time you see him, like, in an actual combat.
Yeah, the salamander or whatever. Yeah, that's like really,
There's actually something different in the manga compared to the anime. In the anime, whenever they use a spell, that magic circle appears. But in the manga, that actually doesn't show up. They just cast it.
It depends on the user in the show in the later seasons. Like, when Natsu does stuff, there's not really a circle, just fire. But when, like, Gray does stuff, I believe, there's, like, a circle that forms on him.
Well, isn't that because Natsu's is, like, innate? That's what I always figured.
I'm not going to tell you why. You just have to watch it.
Yeah, should. Whenever I started, because, like, I
probably
manga
will never finish it.
Well, you should.
I liked the manga for it, but I went to go try to watch the anime, and I saw that, like, the moves had like the circles appear and everything. I was like, you know, I'm just not
wasn't feeling
like,
it.
Like, honestly, the show is good, but the final couple of arcs really is just—it's like mind-blowingly good. Like how they put everything together.
Yeah.
And the curveballs. Yeah. Somebody want to take over? Talk about one of theirs.
Well, I had Sanji was also on my list, and Jarrett kind of touched on that. Zuko was on mine, and you touched on that one.
Yeah.
Abdal was on mine, so there's a lot of overlap.
So we just kind of robbed you basically all over the board.
Yeah. So I'll just so I think that, didn't you mention like Endeavor?
Yes.
Earlier.
Yes.
I think the thing I like about him is that he's the number two hero, but like not charismatic at all. So it's, he had to do a lot of, I guess a lot of work to get to that point.
Yeah, basically, you know what I mean? And, yeah, he had to solve a lot of crime.
Whereas All Might probably had a lot of his personality help carry him to the number one spot, you know, even if he even if he wasn't like a better hero, I think his character like elevated him above Endeavor. So
And you're a little bit behind on the manga.
Yeah, right? I haven't got I know where you're going with that, but I haven't got to see any of that myself.
Yeah, you're like way ahead. You're reading the Japanese stuff that's not out in America yet.
Beautiful.
Yeah, in the manga, he's got some very awesome moments coming up. It started to touch on that right at the end of where the last season ended, but going forward, like the first couple of the next couple episodes when it starts are going to be really good.
I'll keep that in mind.
And then whilst we're on the subject of Endeavor, we're going to talk about how awesome Todoroki is because he's my favorite character.
Icy Hot.
And then Sam actually came across this this fun little fan, was it like a fan theory, I guess?
Yeah, it's
about Dobby.
And I don't know if it's true because I was looking deeper and deeper into it. But yeah, Dobby from the League of Villains, there's a theory that he's actually Todoroki's oldest brother. What was his name? Start with the
I know you're talking about.
But yeah, because like his older brother died. And they were just never heard from again. He actually reveals in the latest manga, he reveals his identity to Hawks, but whenever he reveals his identity, the chat bubble is blacked out. And at first I thought, oh, well, maybe it's this like manga carrier just pulling a prank. Like maybe someone's just messing with me. No, it's in the legit manga. Like they black out his identity and Hawks is just absolutely shook at who he really is. But they still won't tell us. So, yeah, like there's a theory that he's Todoroki's oldest brother. Because they talk about Endeavor said that his fire could even surpass his, but he inherited his mother's weak constitution, so Endeavor gained up on him.
Also, but, what you said that, and I have to talk about this for like a brief moment, it's a minor spoiler for the new movie that just came out, Heroes Rising. At the very beginning, when Dobby and Endeavor shot fire at each other, Endeavor's fire just completely engulfed Dobby. Dude, he had no chance.
But, like, one thing about like, Dobby is, like, he can't use his flame very long because his flame can affect him. And I think with that, and then what was said about Todoroki's brother, like inheriting his mother's constitution and not being able to use his fire to his max capabilities. Like, there are some things that can tie together there.
Yeah, that's interesting for sure. Wasn't, I look forward to finding out the truth.
Didn't Endeavor like keep his flame like hair and beard just because he wants to?
Do you blame him?
I think wasn't it like just a show of like to be flashy?
I wonder if his pubes are on fire too. Literal fire crotch.
What have I started?
yeah, you knew it was going there, Craig.
Darn it.
Yeah, I think it would be interesting to see for sure. I only have one more on my list. I don't know about you guys.
I have one from this anime called Kadeiko Hitman Reborn, and I watched all of it and I read all of it. It wasn't worth it, either one of them. I don't know why. It was one of the first animes that I got into, so. The main character, though, his name is like Tsunayoshi Sawada, I think, is his full name, but he goes by Tsuna. And it starts off as like a comedy and then gets mostly actiony. But the main character's eventual abilities almost all have to do with fire. He can, one cool one is he can use his fire to, I don't know how this works. He can use it to absorb other people's attacks and make his attack stronger. I don't know how, but it works.
Kind of reminds me of Natsu, like swallowing people's magic and reusing to make himself stronger.
Whenever he uses his ability, he always has a flame on his head because the idea is the like dying will, I think, is what it is. It's like, because when he first gets his powers, he has to be shot by a bullet, and it's like, hey, use your burning willpower, and the fire represents his will. But eventually he can like shoot giant beams of flames and he can fly around, and one of his abilities is like he flies and makes like a tornado of fire the people in the middle. I can't remember a whole lot about it. I could be wrong on some of these stuff, but his main thing is like he wears gloves that can help concentrate his abilities.
So he's like a fire Elsa?
Pretty much.
That sums it up.
Yeah. I actually had seen this one. I thought the cover art for it looked really cool. And I turned it on and watched like 5 minutes of the first episode. And I was like, no. And I turned it off.
It's one of the shows. And none of it's great, which I have peculiar taste anyways. But the first like 40 or 50 episodes are comedy. And then it switches entirely to almost pure action shonen drama thing, kind of like any of the others.
I actually got three more characters.
Okay, well then you go first.
Yeah, so I won't go too in-depth on them. There's this show, and honestly, I think it's kind of underrated, but the art in it, especially with the fire, are just it's beautiful. It's a show called K. It's like two warring kings is what they're called, and one side uses like magic and ice or whatnot, and the other side uses like fire. And the character is Mikoto Soa, and man, he has like these like purplish red flames, like pinkish almost. And the art in it, honestly, like he's my favorite fire user just because of like the art in it, and plus he's the king of that tribe and or whatever.
Oh my gosh. I have to talk about somebody else. No, no, I am looking it up, but I thought of another fire user, and I hate myself for not putting him in here.
I'm going to go ahead and name my other two, just in case you try to swipe one from me.
Okay, tell me more about K, though, because I've actually seen this one, or not seen the anime, but I've passed it in like Crunchyroll and Hulu, and I've considered checking it out.
Well, here, how about this? I'll just read you like a base description of it.
Okay.
K TV series right here. A group of consisting seven anonymous that talks about the actual authors. That is a bad way to start that off.
So it's two warring kingdoms, fire and ice, Game of Thrones.
It's been a little bit since I've seen it. Let's see. Yeah. It just goes on talking about the plot. There we go. Alright. Yeah. It says Yashiro Itana has lived in a relatively ordinary, simple life. He lives in the technology-advanced Shisume City and attends whatever high school. Nothing seems wrong with him except perhaps his habit of forgetting where his school-issued PDA is. Da, 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 da. Seeking vengeance, the Red Clansmen of Hamra set out to get Yashiro and kill him. Yeah, like the main character it follows, he's not necessarily a part of either one, but they're saying that he killed someone. And he's just like, who did I kill? And he's kind of caught in between this war of the two warring clans.
Huh.
And
that sounds kind of interesting. I might actually check that one out.
It really is. And the opening's kind of cool. Well, not kind of cool. I think it's really cool all around. And like I said, like I think another one of my favorite characters is he's this little punk kid in there. And he wields a bat and he rides a skateboard. And he looks like a 90s punk skater. Like, he's just cool, and he has fire abilities, so he uses his fire abilities with his skateboard too, and it's just really wild looking, dude. My other two characters, I'm not going to go too deep into them because I think they're pretty self-explanatory. Escanor with I mean,
yeah, it's about as fire character as it gets.
Yeah
right. And Benimaru Shimon from Fire Force.
Okay, I figured he was going to come up, but I don't really remember much. I mean, everybody in that show had fire powers. Okay, I'm going to hop in and talk about my two. One of them, very brief, I'm not going to give any content to why, because it would be a spoiler. Pretty much just me saying that he's a fire user is kind of a spoiler. Tanjiro from Demon Slayer.
What?
That's it. That's it. That's all I got. Briefly. You know what scene I'm talking about, Sam? I know you've watched it. That's all I'm going to talk about.
I know.
Yeah, that's all I'm going to talk about. I can't literally... Just me saying that he uses fire at some point is a spoiler, so I'm going to leave that alone. Then the last one I had on my list is Shigekuni Yamamoto which is the old captain from Bleach. Yes, he's the old man. And he is just in... I remember he got in a fight with somebody. I cannot remember who it was. It might have been Aizen or somebody. I can't remember. But when he freaking unleashed his freaking... his Bankai, it was so beautiful.
Yeah.
It was so beautiful. It was one of those fights. Like, it happens to me. I don't know about you guys. I get really into my shows when I'm watching them. And, like for instance, today I was talking about the final fight from Heroes Rising. You know what I'm talking about, Sam?
Yeah.
I was talking about that fight to my buddy Adam over at Weeb World Gaming. And I was getting freaking, full-on goosebumps. I was getting so excited thinking about it, dude. And it happens to me all the time. That was one of the scenes where I got full-on goosebumps, dude, because he's so powerful. Yeah.
We were actually watching that Heroes Rising. Me and TJ were watching it, and we were talking to each other on chat about it. And we were just, back and forth. We were watching it the exact same time. We were like, what? Cool. No, is this shit about to happen? Yeah. What the fuck?
Yeah, and I know, Craig, you're a little bit behind on it. I'm not going to, spoil the show or anything. I just wanted to encourage you to watch more of it so you can watch this anime.
you have to give Craig a few years on that.
Yeah.
I have two more characters, though, that I thought of while y'all were talking about y'all's, if you don't mind.
Yeah, go ahead.
One is Leo from an anime movie called Promare. I just want to spend a second saying Promare's great. If you haven't seen it, I would recommend. It's not as good as Redline, but as far as anime movies go, it's probably in my top five. It's about this group of firefighters trying to protect Earth from these group of humans called the Burnished, or the Burned, I think. I don't quite remember. But basically, the Burned have abilities where they control and create fire, and they have a need to burn everything. So, anyways, there's this character called Leo, who's one of the Burned people, and he's the leader of them. So, you learn about his... I'm not going to spoil anything. You learn about his backstory and what the Burned actually are. And what he's doing is actually, really cool. He's a really great character, and I'd recommend it. The other one is Garumon from Digimon.
Garumon or Gabumon?
Gabumon.
Yeah, speaking of that, Jarrett, as a joke, I had Charmander wrote down. Hold on. I'm going to mention Charmander over here.
Or Garumon. Yeah, I was going to finish it off by saying, all the fire Pokemon, basically.
Yeah.
And then, all the starter Digimon and Digimon, Agumon, Gilmon, whatever, Vmon, etc. Because basically all the courage dudes use fire Digimon. I think I got just one or two more little things to talk about. The anime God of High School, I said I was going to try that last week. Absolutely fantastic. I have never been so blown away by the animation on a show. I know Sam talked about it a little bit, but if you want to see some solid animation, some fantastic fights, go check out God of High School. I think there's 3 episodes. Actually, I think the 4th episode just came out today, which I will probably be watching tonight before I go to bed. Just absolutely beautiful. And of course, so far, they're doing a little tournament thing, so there's not really a whole lot of story, I think, but they're really coming out full force. The animation company, I can't think of the name of it. I was kind of researching it, and it's an animation company in South Korea, and they've only done 2 or 3 big shows, but all of the shows they've put out has had over the top animation. But this is one show that I am probably going to be sticking with, just because how fluid and beautiful it looked. And then we didn't get any fan recommendations on shows this week, so I kind of took it upon myself to try to find something to watch out of boredom. So I was just kind of flipping through. I flipped through Crunchyroll for a little bit, and then I started flipping through Hulu, And of course, you guys know me. I like dark, bloody anime. And I came across one called Devil's Line. Yeah. And right off the bat, it reminded me of Tokyo Ghoul, just like the cover art and everything. So I was like, all right, I really like Tokyo Ghoul. I'll give this one a try. The opening cinematic was a devil running from the police. And he was just absolutely ripping them to shreds, like blood everywhere. And I was like, holy crap, I love this show already. Overall, though, it kind of became like a love story. It wasn't like bad. It had very... There was a couple points where I thought it was going to get very sexual, which would have turned me off on it pretty much immediately unless it was important to the storyline. But it never went there yet. Who knows, it might at a later season. But just the lovey-dovey thing on it just kind of made it kind of slow for me. But it still had a couple action scenes towards the end of the show as well. So it's not something I would go out of my way to recommend to somebody. But if you like lovey-dovey, like romantic animes with like a dark theme, I'd recommend giving it a shot. But the main character, it's called Devil's Line. The main character, they're basically vampires. And in this show, they call them devils. And basically, if they smell blood or anything, they go crazy and start killing everybody. And the main character actually works with the police officers to take down devils that are going crazy, and basically to help them. Either lock them up or whatever, find whatever help they need. And then he meets this main character, or this other girl, the main female character, and they basically like love at first sight kind of duel. And their bloodlust is also tied to their like regular lust. So
weird.
Yeah, they're like falling in love, but he's like, it's notorious for like devils when they start feasting on like people's blood to start raping them. And this guy's whole inner struggle is like, well, obviously he doesn't want to rape people. He like hates the devil inside of himself, and he's like scared to let himself get attached to the girl. Well, not only because he doesn't want to kill her, but he doesn't want to accidentally rape her. I don't know. It's kind of weird. But, of course, he doesn't rape her and blah, blah, blah. Naturally. It'd be kind of weird. The show would get really dark if he did. But, yeah. That's all I really had to say about it. Do we have anything else we need to talk about? Sam, have you been watching anything? Besides JoJo?
Yeah.
JoJo!
JoJo!
We got to hear about Sam's opinion of JoJo.
You flew through part one and two.
Yeah, he did. Which they're kind of short anyway, but
I flew through it pretty freaking fast. Like, I started watching it with my wife, and at first I was just kind of like, you know, I absolutely love how proper they are. Like in the very first one.
Oh yeah,
and John, you know,
super noble.
Yeah, like he's super fucking cool, and I love just how. Man, I don't even know. Like he went to Ogre Alley. And he was fighting, what's his first?
Speedwagon.
Speedwagon, yeah.
Can't forget Speedwagon.
I wanted to say Speedster for a second. I don't know why, but yeah, Speedwagon. And then he's like, wait, you could have killed us. Why didn't you? And he's like, you know.
A good Speedwagon.
Yeah. like, but then, you know, he goes on, he's like, you know, oh, even though, you know, you're doing something bad, you still have a family to go home to, and I don't want to cause them grief because I'm just here for my family. And he's like, this man's a right proper gentleman. No one's going to harm him. I'm like, right fucking on. So, like, and then, like, whenever Dio and JoJo are in the mansion, he's, like, telling them that he's discovered what he's been doing. Speedwagon comes out of fucking nowhere. He's like, hold on a minute.
I love the accent.
Yeah, he's like getting into it, man.
That's great.
We're getting a play-by-play.
Yeah, I absolutely loved it. I didn't really like the ending to the first part because I kind of figured what was going to happen, and I don't want to get too into it. Spoilers.
Yeah, no spoilers.
I can tell you what, the second Joseph.
Dude, he's the best.
Wait up. I love
best
him.
Character in the whole show.
Savage. Like, I figured he'd be all honorable and shit, like, you know, his grandfather. Dude, no.
He's dirty.
Has no fucking calm. Like,
even as an old man, dude. Even as an old man, he's awesome.
Dude, I
holy
love
shit!
I love how in the third season, like, he carried on, even though the JoJo's died notoriously young, so they say, you know? Like, yeah. He managed to grow old. Yeah. And I love how his character carries over.
Yeah.
It was, awesome. What was the part that he killed? The first one.
Straight Zo.
Yeah, Straight Zo. Like, he goes out there, and he's like, oh, I was like, oh, shit. Oh, he's about to fight him. Let's do this. And then he pulls out a fucking gun.
I like the, in that same fight, I like the cloak of grenades. Like, yeah. where did he get all those, and how did he pull them all out, you know?
He's the ass pull, JoJo.
But it was funny, because, like, he pins one to the front of Straight Zo, and he's like, child's play, and he smacks it away, and but that pulled the pin on all of them on his back. I was like, dude, what? I don't know what I'm watching, but I love it. Like, this is great.
Yeah.
I don't know. Everyone says that it doesn't get bizarre to get to part two.
Yeah, I can believe it.
What was your opinion of the introduction of the stands?
Honestly, I kind of feel like it was just like I haven't gotten too far into it, so I don't know if there's like a deeper connection or whatnot. I think it's cool that the power is there in that world, but as far as it relates to the JoJo's and everything, and like their whole story, I kind of feel like they were just trying to add another power to keep people interested.
Yeah.
Honestly, so far, I get it. They're cool and whatnot, but I'm just not feeling the stands.
Okay, yeah. I'll say,
you
Sam,
take
that
back.
I'll say that I was the exact...
Yeah, like, me too.
...of the exact thought that you had. It took maybe through several episodes of... I mean, quite a bit into part three before I was like, okay, yeah, I like these a lot better, but it definitely had to take some time to grow on me.
I liked the Hamon, like, how it was more action-packed.
Yeah.
But now I've watched so many episodes with the stands.
I cannot imagine.
It's just weird to think of it without stands now. I don't know. It's just something you develop a taste for over time.
Yeah, I like how Joseph still uses Hamon some, though.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
That leech thing they pull out and whatnot, and it tries to bounce around other people, and he goes,
overdrive.
And just chop it. I think it's cool that they didn't forget about it, because it was a pretty major role in the series, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it pops up from time to time.
Yep.
Yeah, but all around, though, like, Joseph Joestar and, like, Caesar, I'm two favorite characters in the entire series.
Yeah, cool. Absolutely. Cool. I'm glad that we finally talked you into watching it.
Right.
We are slowly hitting our hour mark, luckily, because I'm running out of topics. So, Sam is leaving for the Air Force. The fated day has come. This is going to be his last episode. Jarrett just messaged me and said his internet went out, so he will not be finishing the episode with us. But yeah, Sam, it's the fated final episode for Sam. And then also the next week that we would have been recording would have been the 8th. I am actually going to be going out of town. I'm going to go visit a buddy out in Virginia. So I will be delaying the next episode by 1 week. So we will, instead of it coming out on the 11th, of August, it's probably going to be the 18th. We'll probably just record it a week later, throw it out a week later, which means that we're going to get off of our circulation with Gameway Cafe, RIP.
It's all right.
Yeah, it's all good. But yeah, I don't know. I guess we'll just see how it goes from here. I think our next episode, we're going to talk about ice users. I know I have at least one guest for that episode, but we'll see how it goes. I don't know. But for now, we will be signing off. All right, guys, have a good one.
One last note.
Yeah, go ahead.
I may or may not be back. I kind of talked to you about it a little bit, you know, popping every now and then, maybe coming back for good once, you know, AIT and all that other stuff happens and whatnot. But
yeah.
For everyone that I know personally that started watching the show because I suggested it to you, like, Dylan Hill from work. there's a couple other people there at work that I, you know, try getting them to listen to it. If you guys are listening to it, and everyone else who's already been listening on standard and whatnot with us, you know, on average, just thanks for the views. You guys keep listening. Don't forget all the animes that I mentioned. One of them, you know, Wolfbrain, I think is really awesome. Go watch the original Orphan. It made me really happy if more people got in to see that. You know, and just keep animeing on, guys.
Hey, I want to say something real quick before we close out too, TJ, if that's cool with you. I'm actually reading the manga Shaman King, and I'm on probably chapter 60, 62, something like that.
Dang.
Yeah. Yeah, I've read like one or two chapters every day.
Yeah.
And sometimes if I'm bored, I'll read five or six. Yeah. And I started reading it again whenever you guys brought it up, I think on maybe the first or even the second episode of Anime Chatto, before it had the name.
Yeah,
again, so
yeah, when we talked about the reboot.
Yeah, it kind of got me back into it because I was wanting to read all of this before the reboot. So yeah,
I've been enjoying it a lot. I really need a push to read my manga, man. I got the newest My Hero Academia manga still sitting next to me. It's been sitting here for like 3 weeks now. I haven't even picked it up. I've got two volumes of Tokyo Ghoul to read, and I'm like four or five volumes behind on Vigilantes. I just really need a drive to read.
Yeah.
Hopefully soon. I don't know. Mm-hmm. And then I kind of want to start reading JoJo as well, just to kind of see what's going on past season or past part five.
Yeah, part five is actually, yeah, you already watched that one, didn't you? Part six, I don't know when it's coming out, but I read from part six on.
I know who the main character is just from, like, looking up news and stuff.
Yeah.
I believe it's supposed to be animated, or the season part six is supposed to come out at the end of this year, I believe. Or beginning of next year, I can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
So I know who the character is and how she, first female.
Yeah.
How she ties into the series. So,
yeah.
I kind of want to read about it, and now I'm mildly interested about the crippled horse rider.
Part six was one of the lowest like rated parts. It probably is the lowest rated part. I wish Jarrett was there to confirm that, but
yeah,
I really liked it actually. I liked it way better than I thought I would.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe one day. I don't know.
Yeah. Yep.
But I guess we'll be signing out. If you guys have any recommendations, post on the Anime Chatto page. Go check out Gameway Cafe. Also, you could send us an email, animechatto@gmail.com. Tell us your thoughts. Maybe you'll be on the next episode to shout out. Maybe you'll recommend a show, and I'll check it out and talk about it in the next episode. Who knows? What's that? Yeah. Yeah, tell us how much you're going to miss Sam. For Sam's friends that are listening, please keep listening. We will definitely have Sam back on as soon as possible when he comes back. But on that, we're going to make that a closing note, and you guys have a good one.
See ya.
See you guys.